Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, the weather remains pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with a warm breeze. In Jerusalem, the temperatures are mild as the sun sets. Over in Haifa, expect a cool evening with light winds. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Maariv, the Yemeni army has launched a military operation against the Houthis on multiple fronts following recent attacks. This news came in just over half an hour ago. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Iran was attacked in the Strait of Hormuz. President Pezeshkian says now is the time for negotiations with the United States. This story broke earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reveals that Hamas is urging the U.S. to pressure Jerusalem over Gaza's disarmament plan. Israeli officials warn of a potential ambush. Separately, JNS reports that the Israeli embassy in the U.S. honored 6 hostages killed in Gaza. The victims included Hirsch Goldberg Polin and Almog Sarusi, among others. And finally, Ynet states that Iran warns Saudi Arabia their defense pact with Turkey and Pakistan cannot guarantee security. This follows ongoing attacks in Hormuz. From X, the latest. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, shared footage showing the IDF eliminating terrorists. The video carried an official IDF watermark posting just minutes ago. Ynet Global reports from Berlin. An Israeli claims a waiter refused service due to his accent, identifying the restaurant as Palestinian. This was posted 44 minutes ago. I24 News English highlighted Iranian figure Pezeshkian's statement. He believes now is the best time for an agreement, as Iran is strong and united. Posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Yemeni offensive, Maariv details that the operation targets the Houthi rebels on several fronts. This response comes after recent Houthi attacks on a ship. The United Arab Emirates has condemned the attacks and called for international intervention. This escalation could heighten tensions in the already volatile region. Turning to Iran's situation in Hormuz, Israel Hayom reports that President Pezeshkian emphasized the need for dialogue with the U.S. This comes amid rising tensions following attacks in the Strait. Tehran's readiness for negotiations might ease some regional pressures, but skepticism remains high. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel discusses Hamas's request for U.S. intervention. Hamas claims it is willing to disarm under a peace roadmap. However, Israeli security sources warn this could be a strategic trap. The U.S.'s role could shape future diplomatic relations between Israel and the Palestinian territories. Additionally, JNS covers the commemoration by the Israeli embassy in Washington. The ceremony honored 6 hostages killed in Gaza. This solemn event highlights ongoing concerns about civilian safety in conflict zones. The memory of these individuals stresses the human cost of regional conflicts. Finally, Ynet's report on Iran's warning to Saudi Arabia adds another layer to the security dynamics in the Gulf. Tehran's message follows continued Houthi denials of receiving Iranian orders. The UAE's involvement underscores its regional security concerns. This situation could influence Gulf alliances and defense strategies. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports a significant emigration wave among Israel's upper class. High-tech workers and doctors are leaving in unprecedented numbers. This trend is the highest in over a decade and a half, indicating potential economic shifts. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a new venture studio aiming to revolutionize SaaS with AI. The Inevitable AI Group, supported by $6 million in funding, plans to launch numerous AI-native software companies. This move could place Israel at the forefront of AI innovation. And finally, Globes announces that our crowd earned $200 million from the BioCatch exit. The Jerusalem-based venture capital fund saw significant returns from Visa's acquisition. This deal marks one of their most successful exits, showcasing Israel's prowess in tech investments. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.